Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
Yep, that's right. Fake news. We all know it. They know it too. Okay. I'm mad that they're still trying to pretend. Why don't they just come straight out and be like, yeah, I'm going to be honest with y'all. We fake news. Yeah, it's not worth pretending anymore. But as long as they got some bubbleheads still lurking, as long as they got some naive folks still roaming around out there, I guess they say it's just worth it. We'll just keep going until everybody figures it out. Now, by that time, it might be a little too late. So, unfortunately, that's why I'm here to, of course, expose the fake news along with those fake Democrats. And they are fake. They got to be the worst, nastiest, fakest, disgusting humans in America, man. They're the pits, and we're going to be talking about that tonight, too. So before we get into it, welcome to my corner. If you are here for the first time, make sure you hit the like button, share my videos and all that stuff because YouTube is playing games. They're playing games. Those that, you know, choose to support Kev throughout the super chat and all of that stuff, I appreciate everything you guys do. I don't care how minute it might seem. Just simply liking my video goes a long way. Sharing my videos, subscribing, going through all the rigmarole and the red tape that they have been driving us to go through is upsetting, but I appreciate your efforts, meaning now you got to make sure you're subscribed and you got to go in through your settings and make sure those settings are set to all notifications. Whole bunch of little hoops that we didn't have to jump through at one point, but now all of a sudden, I guess it's relevant. So they're making it tough to grow. That's all I'm saying. Now, with that being said, y'all know what time it is, man. Time to give the left one big old fat black eye. I like giving them black eyes, y'all. Yeah. See, you know how some people, they try to pretend like they don't like inflicting pain. Your parents, you know, back in the day, you get smacked in the mouth. Pop! Now, you think I like doing that to you? It hurt me. Good. You're just as bad to hurt you. Well, see, that's not the case. Yeah, I like this. I like hurting them because they're evil. So with that being said, y'all, my boy is back. I ain't played none of his cuts in a minute. Let's
I want to speak today. Joe Biden. The unfolding situation in Afghanistan, the developments that have taken place in the last week, and the steps we're taking to address the rapidly evolving events. I made the decision. The buck stops with me. I am president of the United States. The buck stops with me. I made it clear to them. The buck stops with me. I still can't make decisions. The buck stops with me. I know my decision will be criticized. There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess if this operation is over. I'm focused on getting this job done. I'm here in the deal that President Trump negotiated with the Taliban. U.S. forces will be out of Afghanistan by May 1. I will be straight with you. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. The only oil and gas interest in Afghanistan remains today what it has always been. America is addicted to oil. You know, I talked, we made clear to the Taliban. Look, I made the decision. The buck stops with me. I am president of the United States. The buck stops with me.
Unfortunately, y'all. The buck don't stop with you. They done stuck that man out there to the wolves. Nothing stops with Joe because Joe don't know nothing. Joe don't know nothing. So the buck, I'm riding right past Joe. You think I believe the buck stops on him? I just released a video a couple of days ago, and I was saying in my video, now here's a man who's not allowed to stop and talk to his friends without permission. Here's a man who's not allowed to just be out there and go randomly pick you. But yeah, they left him all to his own devices to make a choice so drastic as what took place in Afghanistan. Come on now. Somebody else impacted that choice. However, as I sit back and I listen to Joe Biden and, of course, the fake news and all of them, they trying their best to kind of smooth that over. You know, they went real hard on him, you know, for a while. They went hard on it for like maybe a solid week. And then all of a sudden, everything stopped. Now they're starting to pull back. Now they're starting to reverse things. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. We might have unraveled all of our deceptiveness and, you know, made Joe, you know, look bad. And so they're trying to, you know, roll it back. But we're not going to let them forget. Not one bit. Which brings me to this brother from MRC TV. Now, before we play these clips, let me put my disclaimer out there. These mostly are not just my personal recommendations or ideas, all right? So the audio that we're listening to, I do not confirm them to be true or not. I'm neutral, but let's listen to them anyway.
So a lot of supporters of the Biden regime will ask, what could he possibly have done wrong?
Yeah.
And my answer usually is, well, which issue are you talking about? And because they really know the particulars of any specific issue, they'll say, what has he done wrong at all?
Yeah, because see, that's what I don't get. If you love your president, but yet for some reason, you either don't know his choices, don't know his policies, don't know what major decisions he's made, and not to mention, no one is posting how much they adore the person that they voted for. Now, I don't know about y'all. I was very proud that President Trump was my president. I love his policies. I love his attitude. I love his approach in regards to everything he was trying to accomplish. But for some reason, these Biden supporters, once they felt they got him in, they just bounced. They like, oh, I guess all this racism, xenophobia, homophobia, and all that stuff is going to go away. I guess now that he's in, I don't have to worry about looking soft on the world stage. And yet, this man has made everything they accuse Trump of doing a real reality. They're not coming out claiming they love. They ain't coming out talking about, I'm so proud of my president. He's great. He's looking out for America first. Most of them don't even know what Joe has done. So this man is bringing us out. But here's where they go wrong. As we're about to listen to this, the bubbleheads who voted for him, they're not going to hear this. They would see this dude and they would hear him and he would be talking about Joe in a negative way. And they go, I want to hear, la, 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 la. And that's what opens them up to doing stupid stuff like voting people like Joe in. So here we go.
And my answer is yes. Well, I could sit here for a long time and talk to all of you about all of the things that Beijing Biden has screwed up, be it our economy, inflation, the practically non-existent border, Afghanistan, or fomenting hate by pitting the races against each other.
This goes on.
I'm not going to do that. No, in this video, I'm talking to you about very specific comments that Biden made at the CNN town hall in July, 2 months ago.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
I remember
that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah. I'm not going to do much more talking in this video. I'm going to let Biden prove my point for me.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Here we go.
You're okay. You're not
going to... Wait a minute. So far, 5,800 fully vaccinated people have caught the you-know-what. Anyway, in the U.S., CDC says, that's not what Joe just said, but let's carry on.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
There's also this.
What more?
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to be in ICU.
What did this read? 80 fully vaccinated masks. Okay, residents have died from the you-know-what. As breakthrough cases surprise 5,000. Oh, y'all remember what Joe said, right? We listening to it. So we should trust our fearless leader, shouldn't we?
See you, and you're not going to die.
Yeah.
And how about this?
What? There's more.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Hey, yeah. Wait a minute. Governor DeSantis, we have seen a lot of fully vaccinated people test positive. Wait a minute. That's not what Joe was telling us, y'all.
If you're thinking to yourself, is that all you got, Nick?
Yeah, you're okay. You're not going to...
You're okay?
You're not...
Okay, what was this? Fully vaccinated people experiencing breakthrough, you-know-what, infections. What? Why is that? Why is this happening? Versus what Joe's telling us. Why is there such a drastic void between the truth and the reality? I don't get it. I don't... Why is it little Brian Stelter out there every single second fact-checking this too? Why aren't they highlighting all of the stuff that this man was saying versus what I'm reading right here? Why are they doing that? Because they're the fake news.
You're not going to get COVID.
And this?
More?
You're not going to be in an ICU unit,
nope.
And you're not going to die.
Wait, right. If that's the case, it says 7 fully vaccinated COVID patients die in what doctors say is extremely rare situations. Well, Who wants to be in that stat? Not me. But anyway, let's continue.
And for posterity, I give you these.
What?
You're okay.
What? Jesse Jackson? The race baiting Jesse Jackson? Is he hospitalized with COVID and was vaccinated in January? I thought his wrist was gone. You're not going to die. You're not going to be in a hospital. Nothing's going to happen. Everything's going to be perfect. We're going back to normal. If you want your freedom, you'll do what I tell you to do. Okay? But yet, Jesse the Jackson and his wife ended up in the hospital. So let's continue. I'm sure that's it. These are just random one-offs, right?
You can get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
You're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to be in ICU.
Wait a minute. He just said you ain't going to get hospitalized or be in the ICU. This is Oscar the De La Hoya talking right here.
What are the chances of me getting COVID if I've been taking care of myself?
Not Oscar, y'all.
Really kicks my ass.
You're okay. Get the point. I'm not.
Man, why they gonna do that? Now listen, man. We already about to lose Jesse. Now we got Oscar De La Hoya all stuck up in the IVs and stuff and mess. Why? Why is this happening? I thought it was gonna turn into a utopian situation. No American should be questioning any of this. No. Because see, all these cases that reading and hearing about, they're just very, very rare. But my question is, who wants to be counted amongst that very rareness? Not me, but let's continue.
Not necessarily saying Biden is a liar. What I am saying is that Beijing Biden, at the very least, didn't know what he was talking about.
He never does.
I'm grateful for the governor asking me to come on down to visit and to see what visit, and I want to thank him for his leadership as well.
Now, does this sound like a person who knows what he's talking about? See, now Joe has switched lanes, and now he's trying to jump into the climate change. See, that's the big new one. See, so the guy is trying to double trap us, okay? They're telling us that either we jump in line and do other stuff, or we're all going to die. Then they're using some hurricanes that I'm thinking, this got to be like the first one of the year or something, because, I mean, you would think that these been happening every 2 days or so. The way he's coming in trying to scare everybody back into their house. Now, up here in Ohio, we're looking at like 75 degrees. Mm-hmm. This morning, it was raining. And then by the afternoon, it was sunshining and warm. That's not strange. But let's listen to how Joe is trying to pitch his next new fear tactic that somebody's telling him to go out and pitch so they can gain and seize a little more control over society. Because, see, remember, guys. Everything that they do is not for their own personal gain. It's to keep us safe. That's what it is. So now, let's hear this competent leader that we should trust try to explain some of these things. Listen to him.
Come on down to visit and to see what visit, and I want to thank him for his leadership as well.
And with regard to Lake Charles, I've put in a request in the budget to provide for help for recovery for Lake Charles as a consequence of Laura and Delta. Two storms that they still haven't been gotten the needs that they met that they have.
Did he not sound like a kid that's just learning English in the kindergarten? Let's hear that one again.
Two storms that they still haven't been gotten the needs that they met.
Tommy told me give him some of my crayons because he didn't get enough of the crayons that he needed that he got to have. And then I told she right there. No, it's I told her. Yeah, she. I told she to come over, and then her came over, and then no, it's she. Her right there. That's what I said. I said her. That's how this dude sounds. He sounds like he's just learning English, and we're supposed to be sitting there going, "He's competent. We should trust him." Interesting. Let's hear some of his more handiwork.
Met that they have.
Yeah.
And John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, is leading our effort putting together. We are determined. We are determined that we are going to deal with climate change and have zero emissions, net emissions by 2050.
Okay.
By 2020, make sure all our electricity
Wait a minute. Did he just switch lanes on us? Just literally less than a second ago. He said 2050 and reverted back to 2020. I'm scared, y'all. You know why? Because somebody's sticking him out there to push this. This ain't coming out of Joe's brain. See, what concerns me is every single subject this man is talking about, he's not competent on. You cannot tell me he understands climate change. You cannot tell me this man understands the you-know-what. You can't tell me he understands anything at this point. He don't even probably understand the ramifications of the choice that this man made for Afghanistan. So somebody's sticking him out there to make these choices, and he's just regurgitating what they told him to regurgitate. But yet he himself don't have an understanding of none of this. So it gets worse.
Zero emissions by 2020. Make sure all our electricity is zero emissions. 2020.
And I want to begin by thanking Senator Booker for all the work he's doing in the Senate trying to get this infrastructure and other the things we have to do to not just build back, but build back better than it was before. Look, to the local officials, the mayors, and
I'm surprised nobody ain't backstage with a stick to smack Joe, beating him. I mean, this is elderly abuse. Get out there, Joe, and say what we told you. Wait a minute, I'm scared and I'm frail. Don't hit me like that, like you always do. Joe, don't make us give you this cane. Now go on out there and read what we told you to read. Don't go off script. But what is Joe do?
He goes off and the county commissioner. Is it two people missing or four people still missing? California, Idaho, New Orleans, Louisiana, but in New Orleans, hit by the tornado was on the ground for over 13 miles. That was on the ground, that tornado, tornadoes.
The governor, if I'm some other person from another country, I'm going, what are they doing in the U.S.? Is it just me? If I was from some rare country or out of the galaxy and I flew in to observe humans, I would be going, this is the best they got. They stuck this. He's the leader. He's the top notch on the planet. See, this is what's killing me. If we're America and we're supposed to be number one, our greatest superpower, that puts him at the very top. Do you know how many other qualified people should be able to take his place? How many are on Earth? What, about seven? We're around 7 billion at this point. All 7 billion would be better off than this dude right now. Let's hear some more.
The governor asking me to come on down to visit and to see what visit.
My mind's going blank now. What's the song that is played where everybody is on the chair? Everybody, what I can't remember it anyway. It was, I remember spending time at going to the Tree of Life Synagogue. There's work to do in this area, and we've instructed my team to have all hands on deck to make sure.
And I don't blame Joe at this point. At this point, it's greater than Joe. I blame a whole bunch of other people. Nancy Pelosi. Now, you know she don't care about Joe. We know that just based on how condescending she was when she got caught on that hot mic talking about some, no, we don't want him to speak. She loathes this guy. She knows he's an idiot at this point, but he's useful. He's a useful idiot. I blame the close ones, his loved ones. Where in the heck is Jill? If this was my husband or my wife, and they were out there going, because we, you know how quick I would sprint out there to tackle my husband or wife and snatch them off stage and then out everybody who let that happen. Like they knew that my husband or wife was mentally damaged, and they said, so what? We must get back in power, and your husband or wife is a useful idiot. So now here we got the useful idiot out there.
Sure, that happens. So we have and we're going to make this up.
Joe Biden is running out of options. He can't keep hiding from the American people. That hurts his poll numbers. But he can't keep talking either.
Also, he's in a trap. So on one end, let's hide Joe. On the other end, don't send Joe out there to talk. So now they're between. Okay. We just want to let the public know he's still alive. Okay. But we don't want you to see him. Okay, we'll relate everything to him, and then we'll bring the information back to you. But that's not working. So what they do is they send him out there to talk about the most basic, simplistic subjects and hope he don't mess that up. So let's see what happens.
But that also hurts his poll numbers. He can no longer talk about Afghanistan, immigration, the economy, abortion, election integrity, or even the coronavirus, which used to help his poll numbers, but now, like all those other issues, hurts them. So the only thing he's got to help boost his popularity is to stoke fears of the sun monster.
For decades, scientists have warned of extreme weather would be more extreme, and climate change would...
Now, guys, if you can see this clip, in decades, now this is exactly what I'm looking at, okay? All right, here's an informed man, okay? All right, in decades, scientists have warned us about climate change, extreme weather. It's wetter. And then, does that look like an informed man? This man right here didn't look up one time to the camera. He has no idea what's going on with climate change. Somebody came and said, hey, Joe, here's your notes for today. There you go. Now go out there. Don't look up, Joe. Keep your nose buried in there so you can pronounce the words correctly and read them. Okay, try to pronounce them the best you can. Now, do you think this man is informed enough to make a good decision about our lives? Do you think that he can ask serious, reasonable questions to these climate change fearmongers and challenge them? This man can't challenge what he gets fed for breakfast. Yeah, I don't remember if I like eggs or not. You do, Joe. Okay, give them to me.
Was here, and we're living through it now. We don't have any more time.
We ain't got no more time.
I hope no one, I've been on the telephone or on the road an awful lot between California, Idaho, New Orleans, Louisiana, but in New Orleans, Mississippi.
And he sounds like Biz Markie. He's slurring all his words. He sounds like he should be like, you get the vapors. You know, this dude sounds like Eric Sermon. Shoot, man, you know. But anyway, y'all, listen to this warning he gives us.
Mississippi and, you know, here. I mean, every part of the country. Every part of the country is getting hit by extreme weather.
Now, y'all hear that? See, this is a Democrat move. They don't expect their non-informed, unfortunately, very, very impressionable, ignorant voters to stop for one second and focus on what he's saying. How drastic of a statement that is. Everywhere we're getting hit by extreme weather. He didn't say, you know what, just these places I mentioned. He didn't say, you know what, okay, the Florida coast, nothing. Every place. So that would mean that I should be able to look out my window and see volcanoes, you know, sprouting up, ice storms right now in the middle of September and the beginning of September. I should be able to see a hurricane blowing through Ohio and thinking to myself, that's odd, because we're like really far inland. How did it make it all the way up here? But yet we are not seeing any of that. And this man, and the problem with it is there are a lot of people who believe this stuff. It's no different than when they tell us, we're in the midst of a huge, you know what, and people are dying every two or three seconds. And I talked to my father today, and I said, Dad, I know you went and snuck and got the mops, but how many people do you know that actually died from this? Well, nobody. Okay. But yeah, why are they telling us this? Why do you think? Why do you think they're telling all of this, Dad? If you're not seeing this stuff, if this was like they're telling us, your son would have been like, I'm Dad, look, I ain't got time to talk. I'm going down to get the mops. All right, I'll be back. Because 18 bodies is laying in the middle of the street. And I don't want to be 19. But yet, everybody in their mind think that. When Hillary Clinton said half of America is white nationalist, no one stopped to think about that statement. Nobody stopped to say, you know what? I mean, if half of them was white now, I should be encountering white nationalism on a mega scale. Mega. One out of two white people I meet should be looking at me and going, what the heck are you doing here, boy? One out of two. But she threw it out there and no one internalized it. No one questioned it. And now here this dude reading right off that paper. Everywhere is it. Now, y'all, I don't know what location you live in. Has anybody out there been shocked totally on a consistent, but I'm not talking about a rare anomaly. I mean, heck, years, about 15 years ago in Cincinnati, some of the after effects of a hurricane blew through Cincinnati. But that's rare. Rare. So we should be seeing this all the time. Now, have y'all witnessed a drastic change? Every year, you know what I expect? Brush fires out in California. Every year, you know what I expect? Hurricanes coming out from, you know, Florida or wherever up the coast. I expect these things. Every October, November, December, I expect to see leaves falling off the tree, which I know that it will happen soon. I expect to see snow falling during December and all of that, January, December, and all that. I expect that. And it's been happening that way since Kev was a little baby. Now, all of a sudden, they're telling us things are crazy. Climate change is this. Everything's affected. I'm going, really? That's pretty normal. That's pretty normal. So then my question is, why are y'all pushing this? Michael knows. He's pretty funny because listen to what he has to say about it.
And we're now living in real time what the country's going to look like.
Now, wait a second. If climate change is already here and we're out of time.
Out of time, y'all.
And there's no way to prevent it. Then I guess there's no point in talking about
Thank
it.
You.
So even climate change, that old Democrat boogeyman, even that doesn't look like it can save Joe Biden.
Nothing.
Because it's too late.
Nothing can save us, y'all. Yeah. So all these issues that they are trying to fearmonger and scare us all into submission over, to do that, they have to go overboard in regards to scaring us. But by going overboard, they put themselves in a box if you're smart enough to catch it. They put themselves in a box to whereas if you're smart, you would say, well, dang, if it's that bad, then what are we doing? You know it, y'all. Check it out. I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray. Dun, 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 dun. But when I woke up this morning, could have swore it was judgment day. That's what it's coming down to. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know 2000 parties over. Ooh, out of time. Sing it with me, y'all. Y'all know the words. Yeah. Come on. So you know what? Tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. That's it, man. So why are we even wasting our time on this mess? Same thing with racism. Yeah, I mean, it's built in. It's built in. White nationalism, you can't rid yourself of it. So just embrace it. Just embrace it. If there's no cure for this white race that's going around, and if there's no cure for this racism that's built into the cake, then why are we even talking about it? I mean, white people going to be racist, and that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. You just got to live with it. All of the stuff that this dude is saying is taking place in drastic ways, I should be singing, in France, a skinny man died of a pink disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home, this 17-year-old boy and their ideas of fun. Being in the game called the disciples high on crack. Total machine gun. That's right. We're living in a sign. So all these hurricanes, and I guess in Ohio and only sign of the time we're living in is these Democrats and globalists trying to implement true tyranny by using these things. If you want to go ahead and start looking at a biblical prophecy, they're in that right there. These are the folks that's doing it. These are the folks that's really making my attendance go up more so than climate change, more so than the mocks and all of that stuff. I'm looking at them, and I can open up the book of Revelations and many other books and say, you know that's y'all? You know that's what you're trying to implement? This is what you guys are trying to do? That's just y'all. You do know that. That's you, nasty. The same nasty. I pray for the president every day. I'm a Christian. How dare you say that I hate someone? I don't hate anyone. Yeah, that one. That one. But, hey, you know, let them tell it. They're trying to protect us from the end time. Because it's coming, according to Joe. But I look at it like this. If it's that bad, let's kick it. Let's just go ahead and enjoy our life. All right. But wait, there's more. Let's find out some more about how Joe's been received by all of these people all over the place.
It was the hecklers that really dominated the coverage. Now, what we've seen is a number of neighbors come out and yell at the president over what they said was their perception of his handling of Afghanistan.
Wait a minute. Now, did this happen to the most beloved president of all time? You mean to tell me the president that received the most votes ever in history got heckled? I mean, you would think they were loving. He shows up in New Jersey, and let's see what they say.
Leave them in ruins and leave Americans behind. Leave Americans behind. He will leave you behind. You guys, check your hands. Leave you guys behind.
That's great.
Leave Americans behind.
Ronald Wiltrich buried in Arlington, 2011, December 11th. For what? He lost his life for what?
That doesn't sound like much love. I'm not sure. That didn't sound like they were going, we love Joe Biden, we love Joe Biden. No, this is no Trump rally. This is a, have y'all ever seen any of that footage where Trump would come first, lined up for miles, miles waiting. This is how Joe's received the press, his Secret Service detail, and some angry folks in the neighborhood yelling at him. This is not to mention all of the folks that's working on the streets and the lines and stuff like that, turning back on this dude when he rode through. This is the most popular president of all time. The man who can barely speak. He don't know what the heck they're sticking out there to make him read. Unbelievable. And yet, they want us to just go and say, well, our president said we should do it. I guess we should. But, you know, they're trying to make us forget about all of these screw-ups. And I'm here to remind him. So let's get a take on what they say is some of the backlash from this whole Afghanistan thing. Here we go.
What do you make of the political fallout in the past week since we have last spoken?
Look, the political fallout continues to grow in the United States and probably other places. President Biden has been concerned with Hurricane Ida and infrastructure.
We don't even know what that was. Yeah, I mean, Hurricane Edith, what was it? Yeah, that sounds right. Eat it. That was, wait, Weird Al Yankovic. I like that song. Eat it. Oh, anyway. Yeah, Hurricane what? What did I eat? I have no idea. No idea what he's talking about.
Package and all the rest of it. But he can't escape the momentum to hold him accountable. Oh. Now, while there are people who will argue with him that America's war would have to end one day, almost everybody agrees that the way it ended was inexcusable.
Yeah.
The admirals and the generals have gone on into the media and television and the rest of it, arguing that the president should have listened to them. And it's a very interesting thing here.
Now, do you know how mad I would be? And if I was in the military and I wasn't one of these sold-out politician generals or somebody like that, if I wasn't that person, if I'm a rank and file or just an honest, you know, lieutenant, colonel or whatever, and I see how this man and others made a decision that cost 13 lives. You know how furious I would be? Do you know how hard it would be to rally the troops? You would have to develop a determination to do your job based on your integrity and based on your love for your country and not your president. Because you know that if he was to do that, you know your president does not have your back. He's not taking things in consideration. He's not listening to the professionals. And he made a reckless choice by throwing you out there and allowing 13 of your brothers and sisters to get killed and just blew on like it was nothing. I cannot to this day understand how anybody in the military or police, anybody in any of those categories vote for these Democrats. Nasty Pelosi wouldn't even let them mention the 13 names of these folks. No, we're not going to waste the time. Let's move on. So how do they do it, man? And what's scary is you kind of could see them trying to really liberalize these institutions. So at some point, when they want to implement some of the tyranny that they've been flirting with, you can do it because you got activists now in police. You got activists now in military folks to where they're no longer looking at citizens as patriots. They're no longer looking at citizens wanting to preserve their constitutional rights. They're looking at them as insurrectionists. Yeah, they're looking at them as domestic terrorists. They're starting to brainwash these institutions that they know they'll need to use to implement this stuff because they can't do it. All of the folks who's making these rules and trying to push us in that direction are soft core. They're all built like bubble gum. But yet, they want others to do their dirty work, just like they're trying to get all these companies to force their employees to get the you-know-what. Because they ain't got the gonads to just come out and say, yeah, we're behind it. So it's like, well, why? I mean, hey, look, you think we want to do this to y'all? Look, man, all we trying to do is save lives. That's all we trying to do. Now, if Coca-Cola want to fire you, they're an independent company, and they should be able to do whatever they want, even though we just met with Coke and said, Coke, this is what we want y'all to do, okay? We're going to work with y'all on this. Don't worry. We got you. We'll support you. This is the type of stuff that these soft-core, raggedy politicians, dead of night, and then they implement this crap, and they're very strategic, though. They have been setting this stuff up for a while. And now, wait a minute. Here we go. My internet. Let's see if we can get reconnected with YouTube. They probably done, oh, he's talking again. Let's see if we can get this going here. Let's see. All right. Let's see. What's up, YouTube? And I'm back. Somebody was saying buffering. Sorry about that, y'all. You know, YouTube rules got to me. They're like, wait a minute. Yeah, the black guy. That black one. Yeah, black conservative. He's on there talking again. Yeah, he's going off script. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll do it. Thank you. Power him down. Anyway, so here we are. So what I'm saying is these folks have strategically set this up in a way that I got to give it to them. It's a fine-tuned, fine-oiled machine. If you can pull off some of the stuff that they pulled off, that we as just intelligent people can see clearly, and they're still doing that, yeah, they pretty much got some things going. Now, here we go, the rest of this. Sorry about that with YouTube, y'all. Hopefully my Wi-Fi will kick in and you guys can see me. Everybody cool down there? Anybody good? Okay, let's continue. Here we go.
A long lesson is that we can't afford to give up a place like Afghanistan in terms of its geopolitical significance.
Why not?
I mean, here's a place that's the sphere of influence for Russia. It is borders on China, Pakistan, and Iran, and we have nuclear weapons all over the place, and now we have a radical Islamic regime, which is in bed with Al-Qaeda, not to mention ISIS on the side. And so how are we going to counter that?
Yeah.
That is why a number of military people are arguing the military fallout is we're going to have to go back there in 2 to 3, maybe 4 years. So we're not done with that part of the Middle East.
Yeah.
Yes. When Joe's not even in office anymore, when he ain't got nothing to do with it. This dude right here has jumped in the office and said, let me blow up everything and then I'm gone after this. Let somebody else clean it up. That's the only reason they stuck Joe in there, y'all. Joe is a useful idiot. Joe is washed up. He can no longer contribute anything positive to the Democrat Party except for your sacrifice for the team. That's it. So we need you to be the scapegoat in crashing our whole country. That's what we need you to do, Joe. Now, understand, you're going to take some heat. But I want you to go in there and make every bad choice that you can possibly make to destroy this country so that we could become globalist. We can't have folks still strong and powerful. Notice they're starting to mess with farmers, controlling the food source, subsidizing them, telling them, you can't make that much. Notice shelves and stuff are starting to be limited. Products that we knew was like, God, dog, where's all of the? Yeah, it's not that the farmers can't produce it. Yeah, they're getting letters talking about you want these subsidies. We can't have you farming on every piece of the land. We want to make sure we control the food source and the flow. All of these things that's taking place are being put in place for a reason, people. While most Americans are walking around, while a lot of Christians are walking around like, and we're seeing it unfold right before our eyeballs. And if you told some of your friends, man, you've been watching too much Alex Jones, man. You one of them conspiracy theorists. Okay. All right. Wait until you're down there asking for an ear of corn. What do you mean? It's a corn shortage. We never had this before. But it... So, well, wait a minute. What's this? Newsmax.
Socialist Democrats have done nothing positive for America or our citizens since they captured unchallenged power in Washington, D.C.
Nothing?
Good for nothing but bad. That's the reality facing a victimized America and hapless GOP.
So they're politicians for nothing? Now, real quick, down there on YouTube, And you should be able to see my finger right there. See, there we go. Am I still pixelated? Some people are saying I am. Some people are saying I'm clear. I just want to make sure. See if we want to get the best picture since the man is trying to mess with me. Okay. Somebody say yes. Okay, I'm good. Okay, all right, all right. So let's go as far as we can, and then I'll toggle back and forth between the darn, you know, all that mess. Anyway, all right. So now this guy, somebody said very pixelated. God dog it. You know what? Burning me up. See, right now I'm going to give this thing the evil eye. Somebody said, I'm back. It said, you're live. Okay, so hopefully you guys can see me and it'll clear. All right, now let's try to move on, see if we can get some of this done. Because, see, that's what they want. They want me distracted by trying to fix this instead of getting his intel out. Now, let's see what he got to talk about, because he's talking about something that is one of my favorite, one of my very, very favorite terms, which is for nothing. These are politicians for nothing.
In tonight's preamble, Joe Biden has earned impeachment with his various deadly crises, has only earned the condemnation of two. Count them, two socialist Democrats. The first is Congressman Seth Moulton. He used some colorful but accurate language to describe the job Biden did in the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. The second is socialist Senator Dick Blumenthal. In a statement, Senator Blumenthal, a man who lied about his service in Vietnam, said that he was furious at the Biden administration over the government's delay and inaction on getting Americans out of Afghanistan. The rest of the Socialist Party has been silent. Those who aren't talking appear to be lying to the American people the way the Biden administration has been lying throughout this entire Afghan debacle.
Yes, I've noticed that. Have anybody noticed the silence? What, are they all being threatened by Dragonfly Jones? Huh? Silence, punk. Not in front of masters, your pay. Now I will show you how to attack and disable your opponent. Yeah, see, they're getting threatened by Dragonfly Jones because I ain't hear nothing from AOC. I don't hear nothing from the squad whining about all of those women over in Afghanistan and how they're going to be treated based off of Joe's rational choice. Nothing. Where is Chameleon Kamala Harris? Under a rock somewhere, trying to hang on to whatever positive polls that she got, which is really at this point zero. But yet, I don't hear it. I don't hear all, these are all activists. The whole Democrat Party builds their platform around victimization, around activism, not real policies, not productivity. It's all about, you know, look what's happening to these people, and these people are being mistreated, and look, there's a victim over there. But now all them victims in Afghanistan, and mum's the word. Mum is the word. So let's see if we can flush a little bit of this hypocrisy out.
We believe it's 100. We're in touch with all of them who we've identified on a regular basis.
That's how many he say are left in Afghanistan. Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, hardly the only administration official, parroting a talking point that nobody finds credible.
Nope.
He's just one of the most recent. California Congressman Daryl Issa says it's likely there are hundreds of Americans left behind by Biden in Afghanistan. That's not counting those who helped us for over 20 years.
Man, I'm telling you right now, if I was an American citizen that got left over there and made it home, it would be my mission from that day on to put my foot, metaphorically speaking, up this dude's tail. I would be on every network like, this dude left me for dead. That guy right there, he lied and said, I wanted to stay. You think I wanted to stay? I barely made it out of with my life. He said it was only 100 of us left. There's thousands of us right now. Biden needs a foot up his tail, and I hope it goes up his tail in the form of voting these Democrats completely out of power. I'm talking completely. I hope they go negative in 2022. Negative. I hope they take the biggest loss they ever had where they're going, we've never seen anything like this. We have negative 102 people in the Senate, and we're negative 3,000 in the House. It's a deep hole for us to dig out. Man, that's not looking too good for the home team. Because they shouldn't have been in there in the first place. But let's continue.
Veterans groups, the ones who actually care about the citizens Biden left behind,
okay,
estimate that the administration's numbers are absurdly low.
Oh.
So who are we to believe?
So wait, so they boost up the numbers that come in when it comes down to you know what. Oh, yeah, everybody's dying everywhere, all over the place. Then they kind of power down the numbers of those who died from the MOTS. Yeah, no, it's very few. It's one in a million and all that stuff. Now, it's funny how they lower the number when it comes down to all those people in Afghanistan that's left behind. Every day it changes. Yeah, I think we only got about 5 zillion. Oh, wait, no, did I say 5 zillion? 500. No, what is it? 5,000. Somewhere around here. I know it's between $5 and $50 billion. Wait, am I talking about people still? I don't know. Anyway, back to you. So let's continue.
Joe Biden, a man who has made a career of plagiarizing and lying about his resume, or are we to believe in courageous veterans who served our country and are compelled to serve again because of a deficiency of decency in the White House?
Tough question. I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm going to take, let me phone a friend. All of you all, who should I trust? Should I trust creepy, sleepy, sleazy, slimy, sloppy, who's been lying over stuff that he don't even need to lie about? This man is a liar for nothing. If you don't drop the lie, at least make it worse. Make it something that goes, I understand why you would lie about that. I mean, it was death or, you know, I mean, you live or die. But you're lying about stupid stuff. Yeah, you know what? I was at the synagogue and I was hanging out with the rabbis and stuff. Joe, unnecessary lie. That's an unnecessary lie, Joe. But that's what you do when you're the pander party. Because, see, you want to be all things to all people. You want to make it sure like you're on the ground and you're involved in all this activism. You want the benefits of an activist, but not the work that's put in. Do you know how few things there are worth for me to jump out there and become an activist over? I ain't got nothing else to do. I mean, you know, I mean, let me see what's going on around the country that's so bad that I got to take a day off and go walk around with a stick and a sign on it explaining my feelings about something. Very few things that I would actually say, you know what, that's worth my time stopping and saying, hey, you know what, you should not be. But that's what these Democrats do, and they done converted all of these dumb Americans to do the same thing, looking for problems. Man, I wish one of them would come up to me. Did y'all see the video of the police officer, and I don't know what country it was in. It might have been Canada. But arrested, told the dude he was going to get fined. First he said he was going to arrest him. But then he said, you're going to get fined because you realize the dude was recording him for having a Make America Great Again hat on. That's where we're going.
Joe Biden, a man who claims he was arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela, but
yeah,
wasn't. Are we to believe a man who says this about the Tree of Life Synagogue where a horrific shooting took place?
I remember spending time at, going to the Tree of Life Synagogue, speaking with the man. It just is amazing these things are happening.
No, it's amazing that you just lied about that. I mean, this wasn't even like, you know, something that was hard to fact check. This was during the last 4 years when Trump was in office, when it all took place. And here's this guy just, in his mind, he might really be thinking, I did it. At this point in Joe's life, where you know his mind is damaged, it's hard to keep organized all of these pander concepts and narratives, keep it organized in your head. This dude up there like, yeah, I remember I flew in on Dumbo and went and saw the rabbit. Sir, that was a rabbi. Oh, yeah, that's what I said, a rabbit. So I went and saw the rabbit. And he took me down this hole, and I met somebody named Allison, I think, or is it Allison, or is it Alice, or Alessia, something like that. But anyway, she was hanging out with some of these funny little creatures I saw, and I said, you know what, I'm here for the rabbit. So then after the rabbit came out, Popcorn was with him. And I said, oh, no, not round two. So me and, but wait, no, it's his name, Popcorn or Pop, Soda Pop, Soda Pop, that's what it was. Yeah, The Outsiders, that's a good movie, I like it, Soda Pop and Pork Boy. So Soda Pop and Pony Boy was fighting with me. Then Dumbo swooped in and saved all three of us. Now, getting back to what I was saying, what was I saying? That guy right there is making up stuff as he goes just like I did. That whole story. Let's continue.
Not even CNN is willing to cover for Joe Biden, the man who actually lies more than Trump was accused of lying.
What? President Biden is taking heat for falsely claiming that he visited the Pittsburgh synagogue attacked by a mass shooter when he never actually went there.
Oh,
doesn't it,
you know,
speak volumes about a socialist?
You know it's bad when C to the N got to call you out. Now, wait a minute. Somebody's missing.
The president of the United States is a liar.
Where is little Brian? Where's Open Stadium up top? I need to see Open Stadium come out and count all of the ways he's lying. Where is it? Let me count the ways you lie to thee. Why ain't he writing poems about that, man? Huh? I won't hold my breath.
The Democrat Party that would sit silently while the leader of their party abandons innocent Americans, yeah, and terrorist Taliban, lies about it. How could any American vote for a socialist Democrat knowing that if Biden betrays you and your family, your so-called representatives in Washington will abandon you just to maintain a narrative that Biden is at all competent, sane, or caring? So what does Biden the boob want to talk about?
The boob.
Well, he and his socialists think the majority of Americans will be angered that one state, okay, Texas, decided to protect babies from being ripped apart by abortionists.
Yeah, those are his leftover topics that he could try to focus on that folks won't be mad over. You know what I'm saying? What do I need to do to remain famous and popular? Because I got the most votes, right? Yeah, sure you did, Joe. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sit out there and why don't you mention climate change and abortion? And that's a good one. Those are safe. You can't flub those up. But like Obama said, listen, don't underestimate Joe Biden's ability to screw things up. That's the one thing he was right about.
After a heartbeat is detected, and then socialists want to talk about tax hikes, infrastructure that isn't infrastructure, and of course, the China virus. Tomorrow, in a desperate attempt to give the biased press something else to talk about, Biden is going to try and distract the American people from...
Okay, now I'm getting people saying I'm not clear, and unfortunately, I'm not seeing y'all messages being real time on YouTube. Why I oughta. So let me do this. I'm going to try it again, guys. Just a second. See if we can get this thing going. I'm madder than Brutus, or is it Pluto? You never know. I mean, remember Popeye with Robin Williams? I mean, you know what I mean. He's mean. That's how I feel right now. I need to be singing that song. So those that are seeing me on YouTube, hopefully I just put the Wi-Fi back on. Let me see if I can see your typing. People said I'm blurry. I know what you're up to, YouTube. You ain't fooling me. Let's try to keep going, guys.
Anyway. From our abandoned countrymen to a plan to tackle the dreaded Delta variant.
Oh.
I look forward to it. Oh. I look forward to reminding Americans of what the Chris Salcedo Show has been saying for months now.
What?
That Biden has lost control of the pandemic.
That's true. This man is off the rails in every category. Now, for those that are watching me on YouTube, a clearer copy will be on Facebook. Right now, Facebook seems to be rolling nice and clearly. So if it's choppy, this is an opportunity for you to follow me on Facebook under Kevin's Corner. You can follow me without actually being my friend or whatever. You can still follow my channel, and you'll see the clear copy there as well. It burns me up, though. It really does, what they're doing to me down here on, you know. And it always happens on Wednesday night right around this time. Isn't that strange? All right, so here we go.
We look forward to reminding Americans that the reason why they are facing mask and vaccine mandates and possible booster shots,
okay,
that are on a political timetable rather than a scientific timetable,
why?
Is because Joe Biden is allowing thousands of illegal aliens to enter America every week infected with the China virus.
What?
We look forward to reminding Americans tomorrow and every day that Joe Biden and his Socialist Party have not only abandoned Americans in Afghanistan, but have abandoned us all back here at home.
And that makes me want to get so high, and I don't even take drugs. So now, he's going to drag his crusty tail back out in front of the people and try to, you know, blame us for the problem while he's creating the problem. So, let me see. Oh, the people over in Afghanistan didn't make it to the airport because they like staying there, I guess. Just like, you know what, you all have to go on lockdowns because of this and that and the variant and stuff, bringing it in, I'm responsible for. I can't stand them. I cannot stand Democrats. They have ruined a good thing, y'all. You know what? Wait a minute. Song break. You never miss a good thing until it's gone, and I'm so waiting on. You never miss a good thing until it's gone. You sit back and look at life. About 4 years ago, we were having a great time. And now everything's upside down. They done flipped that mess in a matter of record-breaking time. But let's go ahead and check on, see how Biden is following up with getting those Americans out. I'm sure he's working hard on it, right? Let's see.
Hi, Bob and Heather. Well, clearly the situation got greater attention over the weekend as news broke of those at least six planes sitting there waiting to be evacuated, but not being clear from either the Taliban, not having what they needed from the State Department. That's what the controversy has been. However, the State Department saying that they have done everything they can or are trying to do everything they can to further facilitate the evacuation of Americans and allies. But the State Department is under more fire today after more than stating that four American citizens had made their way out of Afghanistan via a land evacuation.
Good thing.
They crossed the Afghanistan border into another country where they were received by the U.S. Embassy. The State Department did confirm that evacuation of the four citizens. And Twitter confirmed that these four citizens were constituents of his in his district in Texas. He also thinks not the State Department, but another group he says was responsible for the successful evacuation that included Corey Mills, who is a retired.
So wait a minute. You're telling me America and all of our military resources didn't go in to rescue these American citizens. Former military people who just simply said, man, this ain't right. They went in and did it, but yet Biden administration, since they just got upstaged and embarrassed, are trying to claim that they did it? You cannot tell me that's what's really happening. Let's see.
Military member, a former DOD advisor, and a current candidate for Congress in Florida, and the Congressman Jackson going on to thank him and his team of quote-unquote patriots.
Okay.
Now, there's been some controversy between these private military groups who have come together. We've talked to many of them over the last week, and as you know, I've said that what we most often hear from them is that they say that the State Department is getting in the way. There's many of them on the ground in Afghanistan and also here working to get these people.
Wait a minute. So while we're trying to solve some problems with rational decisions, they're getting in the way. So just like they're getting in the way of our oil supply, when we were number one in producing natural resources, they got in the way of that. For some reason, they want us to seem discombobulated, constrained, and all of that. So they got in the way of that, just like they got in the way of stopping that wall from going up and making sure our borders were not wide open. Yeah, they're always in the way, just like they're starting to get in the way of these farmers producing all of this stuff. Why are they getting in the way? If they were really trying to help the people, you would think they would be getting out of the way. You would think they would be showing us how they problem solve and handle problems. I mean, Trump got in there and showed them how to do it. Shouldn't take all day. What's the problem? If you can't get it done, bounce, we'll get somebody else in. But for them, we don't know what to do, even though we're the U.S. military. We have no idea how to go in and get our own citizens. So folks that took this into their own hands really were being stifled by our own government, but still defied it, went in and saved four people's lives, and now live to tell about it. So let's
four people out of Afghanistan. Now, Congressman Jackson did join Chris Salcedo, who's back with Chris Salcedo earlier today, where he talked about this harrowing escape.
Now, let's get to Afghanistan. How many of your constituents did Biden leave behind?
Well, I know seven for sure that were left behind. And I got some great news because I just found out literally about 20 minutes ago that four of those seven, a woman and three children, I have a team that was on the ground that actually snuck into Afghanistan and got them across the border last night, and they are now out of Afghanistan.
So like always, the Biden administration is trying to take credit for other people's work. Yeah, because of me and the vaccine and stuff and this and that. And you know what? It's because of me. And yet they ain't doing nothing.
I still have at least three that I know of that are left behind. The four that got out, finally, I mean, they tried everything. They started in Kabul, and they went to the gate every single day. They hit the Taliban checkpoints. The Taliban beat their son, beat their uncle, put a gun to the woman's head.
Wait a minute. Is this the same Taliban that our government is working with? Is this the same Taliban that they're out here telling us, yeah, we're relying heavily on the Taliban and their cooperation? Apparently, they turned over a new leaf, and now they're partners with us. And what we're going to be doing is handing out a list so that they can go down that list and check all these people. And if these people say they're American Okay, very good, very good. You go through, get on plane. But that's not happening. That's what Joe and them told us is happening.
And the killer, you know, they were on the phone with the State Department, begging the State Department to help them figure out how to get past this state.
I thought they wanted to stay. I thought the folks that didn't make it to that plane on time were going to leave me, man. I told y'all I ain't going. I'm good.
State Department is basically just like, tell the Taliban you're an American citizen. Show them your passport. The Taliban said, I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of passport you have. If you come back here again, I'll kill you.
Oh, now that doesn't sound like cooperation. That doesn't sound like cooperation. So if I'm getting this straight, our government left our own people behind. They tried to get out, and our government gave them some flim-flam way to handle it. Just tell them that it's you, Rollo, from around the block, man. I'm sure they let you through. What? They won't? That's crazy, man. Anyway, we'll holler at y'all.
Listen to his message to those Americans.
Are you committed to making sure that the troops stay until every American who wants to be out
is
out?
Yes, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
So that was the promise that he had made early on, Clarissa, the idea that if they were there, the U.S. was going to stay there until they got out. That obviously did not happen.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. But wait a minute. Why is Joe moving on? Why is Joe moving on talking to us about some darn climate change right now when we got people still over there? Do you think they're over there worried about climate change? Do you think those folks is running for their lives thinking about some darn climate change? You think any American walking around that is not brainwashed or stupid, you think they're all sitting over there going, yeah, climate change is at the top of my list? Do you think that those folks over there trying to flee that country for their lives are thinking about whether folks got that you know what on and wait? Now, before you fly me out of here, are you vaccinated? Man. Now, let me get back to my YouTube folks. It's just I haven't seen y'all type a message in a minute, which leads me to believe that they are killing the feed. They're messing with it. I can't see y'all typing messages, responding, or anything. Boy, I tell you. All right, let's keep going.
Afghanistan withdrawals say about Joe Biden's willingness and ability to defend not only America, but its allies as well.
Let's go even further. What about after the Taliban took over Kabul? Well, the President of the United States has every measure of power at his fingertips. Mm-hmm. He could have flown in new troops. He could have surged in and retaken Bagram Airport.
What else?
Air Force Base, rather. We could have forcibly created a corridor to get our people out.
What?
And the President chose not to do that.
Why not? Those are a lot of options.
Why? I think historians will have to figure that out.
Yeah.
But
why wouldn't he? All those options. This lady right here, she's not in the military. And here she is, breaking this down and saying, I have no idea why this dude didn't use all of this stuff. Unbelievable. He had all these options. So if she could see that, why couldn't Joe see it? Now I'm going to try something, guys, real quick. Bear with me. I want to see what you guys are seeing in regards to YouTube. So let's see if I can, I'm going to turn this on for a quick second to see my live feed. It says I'm live. Oh, well, at least a commercial popped up, y'all. Oh, shoot. It's about something. Some cars or something sucking something out of it. But I see it. And I can see y'all, some of y'all. Okay, I'm about to type myself a message. Hey, Kev. All right. Here it is. I typed it, but yet it didn't pop up. Okay. All right, YouTube, I'm going to have some choice words with y'all as soon as I get off the air. Anyway, now let's get back to this lady who's smarter than Joe Biden.
I know what the result is. The result is that every bad guy around the world is looking at Washington and not seeing resolve. And many of our allies, Australia included, have every right to look at Washington and worry that the next time that we are challenged by a bad actor, will this president have the nerve to defend American interests?
Now, I'm concerned too. I'm concerned. See, if I can see this, you can't tell me Joe and his advisors don't see this. If I can sit back and go, what a mess that we just sent to all of the world by making this choice, while these dudes are celebrating as we bounce, throwing parties, doing inventory of our, you know, equipment we left out and stuff, what message is that sending? Huh? And why would y'all let Joe make that decision when obviously being the most powerful military on the planet, we could have stopped it. We could go in and get our folks. Or are they allowing Joe to screw up? That's my thought. It appears that they're just saying, we put Joe in there to screw up. Unreal, man. But wait a minute. What's this?
Now, what about this? An opinion poll that suggests a few people don't think they did the right thing in November last year, making Joe Biden president of the United States.
What? Isn't it amazing? Yes, buyer's remorse. We have 20% of people polled in this latest Zogby poll is saying that they regret having voted for Joe Biden, and the regrettees are highest among Black and Hispanics.
Oh, wait a minute. Did y'all hear that? First of all, it should be 100% buyer's remorse. Okay. Now, if these were cars, they wouldn't have made it off the lot. If the Democrat Party was a car, that lemon wouldn't have got 10 feet. Every human should be going, man, I cannot believe that I voted for this dude. I just bought a lemon. But secondly, look at the two groups, the precious groups that the Democrats just love so much, the Hispanics and the Blacks. I'm not shocked because they revealed how much they care about Blacks and Hispanics soon as they got in. Notice they didn't care anything about those Cubans. They're Hispanic, last time I checked, but they're not Democrat Hispanics. See, notice that all these Black folks they said they love, as they let our cities be destroyed with violence and horrible schools and poverty and drugs and all of that stuff. They love Black people, which I don't believe, I just cannot understand how a Black man can support the Democrat Party. They degrade the Black man so much, making sure he don't remain in that family, making sure that he don't maintain his masculinity. Every chance they get to bring out a brother, he's talking about trans rights and the LGBTQ and all that stuff. They don't highlight real brothers. Nothing about that party reflects me or my thoughts, my desires, my values, nothing. I do not understand why it just doesn't sink in. And hopefully these latest stats and polls will just trigger this. But anyway, let's continue.
So it's Afghanistan. The botched withdrawal has really made people think twice about Joe Biden and think that he's not the sort of empathetic, competent politician of vast foreign policy expertise
that he
made himself out to be.
Well, also, this bloke has just got a very thin glass jaw, because as you've seen, they basically tried to flip it and say, well, okay, how do we make this seem, it's the greatest retreat of all time. You know, it's sort of, in some ways, the Gallipoli.
It wasn't a normal retreat. This was a retreat of power. You understand that? See, normally, you know, everybody, we twisted your minds, kind of like mine is twisted right now. So you think of an actual war is when you win. And then you leave on your terms, not us. We wanted to get them with a little bit of reverse psychology. So we left first and ran. And then we did our retreat. And look how honorable and brave it was.
Police story, right? About how amazing was this? But it was well and truly not the Gallipoli scenario, right? People won't buy it. Independent voters have really started to turn off. They even notice, you know, hardcore Democratic operatives like James Carville are starting to say, unless this gets better, we're going to get in real trouble in you know, about a year's time, when if they lose the House or the Senate, then basically Biden's total control, he just goes into caretaker mode for 2 years.
He's already in caretaker mode. This dude's been in caretaker mode the day he decided to run. You cannot tell me that when all of those Democrats just mysteriously decided to drop out of the race when he was trying to win North Carolina, that wasn't negotiated. You're telling me that they thought he was the best candidate? No, he was the throwaway candidate. He was the expendable one. He's the one whose career is pretty much over. So I'm sure they told all those other Democrats, look, y'all got time. You're young, you're ambitious, you still got your right mind. Joe's done. Let's go and stick him in there so we can accomplish our radical program and ideas, okay? And it won't even work. It won't even matter if he get accused of all of this stuff. He's a throwaway candidate. That's why they let this dude in. He's horrible.
That's right. I mean, he'll be completely restrained. And I think that's the way the American people are going to deal with this.
We hope, because he's already restrained. When the man goes out and says, I'm going to read something they told me, here's a list. And the other told me, I got to keep going. I'm not allowed to stop and talk. He's already restrained. They stuck him in there for that. Here's my coming up with these elections. You already see the writing on the wall. You know, already in California, they're playing games with Larry Elder. You know they're trying to put together the strategy for 2022. You know they know that they stink. You know that. And they know they cannot win fair and square. So what are they concocting in that corrupt basement somewhere? You know they are. They ain't going to sit back and just take the L, which I just hope that some of our smart non-rhino Republicans have the knowledge and the will to investigate this early, not afterwards. See, it's too late. Once someone, quote, unquote, wins, it's too late. Undoing that, reversing that, good luck. Okay? So be preemptive. You know they're going to do it, y'all. It happens all the time.
Because the other alternative is to get rid of him somehow, you know, make him sign, impeach him, et cetera. And that Harris comes into the seat.
We don't want that. We don't want the wicked witch of the North, East, South, and West to jump on her broom and fly into the White House. All right? Get her butt out of here. We want this dude to simply lose. And we take over the House and the Senate, and we undo all of this garbage that they've done. Now, guys, just in case you're wondering if these polls are true in regards to buyer's remorse with Joe, here's a young man on TikTok expressing his feelings about Joe.
I voted for Joe Biden, and I regret it. Media made Donald Trump look so terrible that I thought that he was the only answer. But within 7 months, there's been a collapse of the southern border, collapse of Afghanistan, and the gas crisis. I don't think Donald Trump would ever do that to us. I thought.
Oh, y'all hear that? Y'all hear this, man? See, he's wise enough to know where he made a mistake. He red-pilled himself by just following what's going on. But half of the folks don't even know.
Now, what do you mean gas prices are up? I didn't even know that. What? Afghanistan, when did that happen? I don't even know anything about it. What? The border's open and people are coming? Hey, you know what? They just tell me what to do, and I just do it. They tell me I got thick stuff on my face. I did that. They told me I got to go get the mocks, and I went and got that. Whatever they say, I trust my government because it's not that white nationalist racist xenophobe. Thank God for this man who's smart enough to know he bought a lemon. And listen to these wonderful cheers for Joe Biden at these college football game, y'all. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't have my beep button. Okay. I thought they were saying, we love Joe Biden. And as I listen closely, it sounds like they're saying, F Joe Biden. In harmony, y'all, they out there like, F Joe Biden. F Joe Biden.
F Joe Biden. F Joe Biden.
In all keys. Baritone, all right, soprano, falsetto, all of it. And I love it. I wish I was in the middle of that stadium directing it. The choir out there like, Joe Biden, sopranos. Joe Biden. Yes, yes, yes. Altos.
Joe Biden.
I want to be directed that choir. And that took place not only in that stadium, but I think four all together. That's how they feel. And I'm glad that they feel that way because these are young folks. Hopefully, they will start seeing these Democrats for what they are and don't get caught up in liberalism. Now, let's move on because, y'all, we got us a treat. Somebody right about now feels some kind of way. And you know I love when this man feels this kind of way. Matter of fact, let me get my man hat on because he gets the man hat award of the day, and I'm talking about, you know, Mark Levin, the great one.
Despite the endless press conferences from the toadies, their staffers.
Yep.
Kirby over the fence.
Glasses on. He get it all.
Price over at State.
Tell them,
Saki, in the Oval Office.
That's right.
They've all been lying to us.
Lying,
the
man.
Principal's been lying to us. Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor, Secretary of Defense, Milley,
liar,
the head of the Joint Chiefs, as well as the President of the United States.
Don't
Not one of them ever mentioned that Afghan was being also attacked out of Pakistan.
Right on, brother.
Not one of them, which would require the government of Pakistan as well as the military in Pakistan to be participating in that.
That's right.
That's a big deal.
Big deal.
Because Russia and China have been working with Pakistan, particularly China.
Now, you understand, not everybody gets my respect like this, okay? He made me have to put the man hat on and the cool glasses. Now, here's this talking about how Joe Biden and his folks knew what was going on. Now, they made us think we had no idea what was going on over here. And then the same guy who doesn't have any idea of what's going on about climate change, what's going on about COVID-19, what's going on down at the border, what's going on with what he eats, what's going on with going on in his brain, none of that. He don't know what's going on in any category. So now we find out some more information. But now understand, what I'm about to let y'all hear, and well, I'm about to read it to you guys. If this was Trump, I wonder what they would have done.
And Pakistan is a nuclear power, and Pakistan and India are enemies, not to mention Russia and China are enemies of India as well. So you can see how the whole region is affected by this.
Yep.
So they're being invaded out of Pakistan.
Really?
Also, I should mention that the Taliban are getting weapons, AK-47s, and much more advanced weaponry from the Russians.
So none of our intel caught this? That's what you're telling me? You're telling me that either they went to Joe and told him this stuff, and Joe says, so what? You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but arming the Taliban will never hurt me. That's what you're telling me? Or they knew this was happening, and they still went ahead and made these choices. So Mark's about to expose this.
They're also getting weapons and money from the communist Chinese.
Oh.
And so here you have
There it is. There it is. Oh, snap. Maybe some folks forgot that China runs Joe. Huh. Joe, we are telling you to pull out right now. Don't delay. We want you gone in 48 hours. And Joe did it. He did it. Okay, gee, I'm on it. Just don't retract that $1.5 billion. Knowing China funding this, knowing China got their knuckles in that lithium and all these resources over there, all that stuff, they want that mess. Isn't it funny, though? How that will power electric cars and all of that stuff. There's a rumor going around. I'm not sure. Maybe y'all could confirm it. But a rumor that Joe's either family or somebody got some stock in lithium or these, you know, electric cars and stuff. You see, they all know what's coming down the pipeline. And it's funny how they just know to invest in these things somehow. It's almost as if they create a problem and they know the outcome and the solution to the problem. They say, you know what? I was just lucky. Yeah, I mean, I felt like, you know what, maybe the stock market might just go in that direction. It's crazy how all these politicians go in making a small sum of money and then all get somehow mysteriously rich.
Military in this Afghan government, and you hear the plea of the president of Afghan. I don't care what you think of him. He fled eventually with a lot of money, but you hear the plea where he's saying, we need close air support. We need it now. And Biden's saying, well, what's your plan? What's their plan? They're working with the American military on the ground. Why doesn't he ask General Milley what the plan is?
Yeah.
But you can see also that he was getting no support whatsoever from Biden.
Oh, so wait. Biden gave a call to the Afghanistan president that America put in place, and he told Biden up front, hey, man, things ain't looking good, man. We need some help. We need some. Look, dude, I don't care what y'all say. We're falling apart. And what did they do? Nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. Tilly was supposed to do something, but he was away trying to track down white rage. He was somewhere trying to figure out, hey, listen, I want to understand white rage. I just want to understand. He was out there looking for that white rage. So obviously he didn't have any ears on the ground. He wasn't interested in it. He was more so focused on all of these folks in the military that voted for Trump. See, those are his priorities. And the rest of them, too?
None. That's number one. Number two. Biden has lied to the American people. He wanted to create the perception that true or false, that the Taliban were not making inroads, certainly not fast inroads, which exactly is what they were doing. And the president of Afghanistan told the president of the United States exactly that. So he wanted to create the impression, Biden did, that we were kind of holding our own. Now,
okay. See, so what you're saying is perception, they wanted perception to become reality. That's what they wanted. Just like the Democrats, everything is a show. Yeah, it's always, look at us, we're doing stuff. They are the busy work party. See, that's what they are. They're that party that if this was a company and they was on the job, they would be in there painting their nails and on the phone. Girl, so anyway, she came over and I told her I was about to buy them shoes. And you know what, she bought them anyway. Hold on for a second, here come my boss. Yeah, I'll get that out. Okay, all right. Anyway, girl. So now, what was I saying? And I'm not just stereotyping women. Guys do that, too. So I'm saying, the Democrats, they try to make it seem like, look, we're doing stuff. We're doing stuff. But isn't it funny how the end game never reveals that? The productivity never comes forward. It always falls short, just like those jobs that fell short this month. And he blamed it on what? Well, it's the variant. Yeah, we expected it to be. But before, yeah, don't worry. The economy was bouncing back. We're going to do it. Just like, you know, he's talking about, we aren't going to leave anybody. Anybody. Not one person behind. Oh, well, they didn't want to come. That's what it was.
That creates a lot of problems. The bureaucracy isn't kicking in gear to get American citizens out, despite him pounding the table saying that American citizens were told 19 times. What? Despite the fact that he's blaming American citizens who are over there, now he calls them dual citizens.
No,
despite the fact that they say now there's 100 or 200, they don't have any idea how many American citizens are over there. The way it has dropped over and over and over again, 15,000, 13,000, 11,000. We got 6,000 now. There's 500 left. There's 250 left, maybe 100 to 200 left.
Who counts?
They keep drawing it down without any support for their positions whatsoever. As I asked the other day, and I'll ask again, how many American citizens have been killed over there?
Mm-hmm. That's their response. That's their response. Mm-hmm. Like a kid, okay? Ain't even got enough brain cells to say, I don't know. They went with the lazy version. Hey, Joe, how many died over there? Mm-hmm. Joe, are you trying to say, I don't know? He would be better off talking in a whole bunch of just grunts and sounds like he's already doing for the most part than saying real words.
This has all taken place. Not a single reporter asked the question. Not that we have an answer. We don't know.
Nobody.
But we know of people who tried to get out.
We do.
We had General McKenzie say the other day that anybody who wanted to get out up to 12 hours before they left could get out. We know that's a lie.
Okay.
We know that's not true.
What?
There's at least two school systems in California that have kids over there. The American University, Afghan College, their students are over there. There's a Christian group that's over there. And I could go on and on. These are just the groups and the people I remember off the top of my head.
Okay. I need a couple hardcore pipe-hitting bros that's watching me right now. We all need to meet up. Gather all your weapons and stuff. We're going to Afghanistan. Okay. All right. Going back in like Uncommon Valor. We're going back in like Ram to the boat. Somebody got to do something because our fearless leader ain't doing nothing. And those politicians that they put in place that I guess should be looking over the military and planning stuff, they're not doing anything either. Meet you downtown at the square.
We have congressmen. We have former vets. We have vets organizations, tremendous patriots, trying to get people out of there. We have Biden's former interpreter who saved his life in 2008.
That's all he can say. Thanks. Sorry about your luck.
Trying to get the hell out of there with his wife and four kids. Are those the people who can't make up their mind whether to leave?
Hey, it's a dilemma, y'all. Don't y'all get it? See, because he can't just say, I left. American citizens who were desperate to leave. That sounds cold and callous. Yeah. But it sounds a little better when you say, well, heck, they're dual citizens. I mean, they're not just American citizens. They're Afghanistanian Americans. And they wanted to stay. It's not our fault. We told them they had a deadline to make it, or we were leaving right at 3 o'clock and they never made it. What? The Taliban accosted them. That's crazy. I thought they were working with us.
No, this is just outrageous. But it's the propaganda.
Propaganda.
It's the propaganda that I'm talking about, again, that I write about in American Marxism, Chapter 6. It is the propaganda that they use during war and when there's not war, but especially during war in order to advance their agenda. I'm not talking about righteous efforts to defeat vicious enemies. I'm talking about stuff like this.
Like what?
This was a flat-out disastrous surrender.
Okay.
They praised the evacuation that was caused as a result of the surrender.
Okay.
We had on my Fox show Congressman Brian Mast who analogized this to a fire.
Oh.
I talked about Biden setting a fire. He talked about, yes, and you have a fire and the building's being burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants to take credit as an arsonist for trying to put out the fire.
Yeah. And I used that same analogy even before I heard Mark say that that was an analogy. I did that the other day, which blows my mind. So here they are celebrating the fact that, yeah, look at us. We got a lot of people out. Well, you could have got them all out. That would be, and actually my analogy was a little different than his, would be like a fire inspector getting word constantly that these wires inside this apartment complex is faulty. Constantly. Hey, man, dude, every time I go to check my mailbox, I hear sparks in the corner. One time I thought fireworks was going on at the utility room. I mean, I'll see bright lights shooting all over. Y'all going to do something about this, man? Because it doesn't look good. Oh, well, we'll keep our eye on it because right now everything looks great. Then the fire breaks out, and then they come and rescue 70 of 100 folks. That 30 who died, they're talking about, wow, whew, well, we were lucky to save 70. Well, you could have saved 100. You knew that these sparks were fine. You knew that the wires were faulty, and you didn't say nothing. You didn't do anything. Now you want us to celebrate you. No. There will be no celebration. But Joe and them are trying to pull the okey-doke on America.
You sink the ship, and then you're proud of yourself because you put out all the boats to try and save all the safety equipment, to try and save the people who are now are subject to the whims of the weather in the ocean. Now, this, to me, is an absolute impeachable offense.
Yes.
It is an absolute impeachable offense. And what I am offended by is the same media organizations. I now call the media organized propaganda enterprise.
Mark, I'm surprised you're late to the game on that one. We've been seeing that for like the last 5 years plus. So we know what they are. Full-blown propaganda.
Surprised. That's all they are. It's organized propaganda. Reuters comes out with this.
What?
It barely hits headlines. Okay. There's a few that are hitting it. I beat the hell out of it on radio because I thought it was absolutely crucially critical and important to know what Biden knew.
Yes, don't
because even in his last speech, he said, we didn't know how quickly they would fall. He did know that they were falling in real time on July 23rd.
Oh.
On July 23rd, you said August 31 is a date to get out. You had 5 weeks. On July 23rd, it's absolutely incredible. So Biden should have been impeached before this, as I've been saying here and elsewhere, for what he's done on the southern border, which is horrific, and for his defiance of a Supreme Court decision, and the Supreme Court had to come back again and say, we meant what we said when it comes to landlords and private property. The CDC does not have that kind of authority.
But and honestly, he's talking about impeachment for those two things. My thought is the man should have went to the you-know-what for allowing these other folks to rig you know what and to stick him in office. If you want to be honest, we shouldn't even be talking about impeachment of this dude because he shouldn't even be there to be impeached. But I digress.
Biden didn't give a damn, did he? And then we have an addition from Just the News, exclusive secret text, this? U.S. military officials lamented leaving behind Americans in Kabul.
I thought everybody was on one accord. I thought they loved his decision. I thought they were praising him for being brave and proactive to get those folks out of here. So let's read what these secret texts are and see, because these secret texts were released, that must mean that there's some division in the camp. Let's see. Here we go.
President Biden declared to a puzzled country the other day that the U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan was an extraordinary success.
He did say that.
While his Pentagon portrayed a prosaic workaday process to repatriate Americans still stranded in the war-torn country. But text messages between U.S. military commanders and private citizens mounting last-minute rescues tells a far different story.
Now, why aren't they playing and showing these text messages to all the bubbleheads who voted for him? Why aren't these being plastered all over Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all of that stuff? If it was Trump, they would. If this was Trump, you would have Don Lemon up there every night reading these over and over again to the people who watch him have all of these memorized word for word. See, same thing if Rachel Maddow got hold to this. She would be reading that every single day on TV. Let's read them again. Let's go over them again. Now, it says right here on line three. Yeah, they would be demanding that you release everything. They would be demanding investigations. They would tie up the government for the next 2 years trying to get to the bottom of these text messages and why these aren't released to the public sooner.
In which pleading American citizens were frantically left behind at the Kabul airport gate this past weekend to face an uncertain fate under Taliban rule.
What?
While U.S. officials sought to spread the blame between high-ranking generals and the State Department.
So they knew
we are effing abandoning American citizens, an Army colonel assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division wrote Sunday.
Now, that doesn't sound like going to court. When you start dropping F-bombs, you're mad. So this Army general said, we are effing leaving American citizens. That doesn't sound like a success. That doesn't sound like something that would make all of these real soldiers feel proud about this. When they're saying, I know what they're saying, but we know what's really going on.
In frustration is a series of encrypted messages that detailed the failed effort to extricate a group of American citizens hours before the last U.S. soldiers departed Afghanistan. The text messages and emails were provided to Just the News by Michael Yan, a former Special Forces soldier and war correspondent, who was among the private citizens working with private networks and the military to rescue stranded Americans. Yan told Just the News that a group of Americans were abandoned at the Kabul airport, pleading for help as military officials told them they were finished with evacuations. We had them out there waving their passports, screaming, I'm American, Yan said Tuesday, while appearing on the John Solomon Reports podcast. The heart-wrenching scenes unfolded this weekend as the U.S. military prepared to exit the capital city on Monday, leaving both the airport and most of the country under Taliban control.
As they said and lied to us, they didn't show up. I mean, we told them to get there, and I don't know what happened. They must want to stay. This is what really happened. I wonder if those idiots who voted for this guy know that. And the sad part is even if they did, I know a lot of them would still make an excuse. So what? I mean, Trump, he didn't want to start it. And then what? They would do that. And this is the guy who's been stuck in place and is responsible for making decisions and calling the shots and lying to the people. As you have folks probably sitting there as that plane was, starting to move on the tarmac. Whoa, where y'all going? You see this? Yeah, we see it, but, the rules are the rules. We said if you're not here by, you couldn't get through the gate because all those guys with those guns won't let you come. Ew, we don't want to start a skirmish right here, so I'm sorry. Next time. We might come back. We might.
This is unbelievable to me.
Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely unbelievable to me. We have an indefinite number, an unknown number, the truth be told, of American citizens. I don't care if they're dual citizens or straight-up citizens. It's irrelevant. They're American citizens behind enemy lines.
Tell them
and
Mark.
I'll tell you what. You know who else they're not even counting?
Who?
Green card holders.
What?
Mark, what's a green card holder? A green card holder is an American who hasn't gotten their citizenship yet, but are on the path to getting their citizenship. Americans who fought with us, who are among us. So tens of thousands of SIV visa holders, special visas given out to men and women who worked with us, fought with us, interpreters of the sword who saved Kerry, Biden, and Hagel, as well as green card holders. How many of them are left behind? As well as straight up American citizens or dual citizens.
Wow.
We do not know how many are behind enemy lines. And this is the most successful, greatest evacuation in history. This is disgusting. This is as un-American as it gets.
Well, thank you, Mark. Now, guys, I don't know about y'all, but I think with that, it is safe to say that Joe Biden is the absolute worst leader of all times. I'm not just saying of America. I'm telling you, it's very hard. I got to sit and think. I might have to go and get a history book or Google some of the worst leaders in history. Now, granted, we got some evil folks, Hitler and all of them. But my point is for this guy to be leading a free nation, a nation that is supposed to be looking out for his people, a nation that is supposed to be so hypersensitive and morally right. And him and the rest of his cronies get in there and they do this knowing that we are leaving folks behind as they watch folks sit back and go, heck, at least if Hitler, if he would have saw some of the Germans who supported him trying to get out, he probably would have rescued them. Everybody else, I'm sorry, you're not white. You don't have blonde hair and blue eyes. We hate them. But I'm pretty sure he probably would have said, get those Germans. So this guy, though, says, well, we got to leave. It's greater than us. We got to bounce. Because Chi told me to. He needs to get his hands on the rest of that lithium for us. Unreal. While Americans are asleep, this is the type of stuff that this administration is doing. Unreal. But it gets worse, y'all, because now we're going to flip over to something else that's going on right up under our noses. And unfortunately, Americans are asleep. Dr. Funky Fauci.
Well, the lab leak theory is continuing to gain momentum, and there are now concerns Dr. Anthony Fauci lied when he was under oath while speaking at Senate in July. Newly released documents obtained by The Intercept show the National Institute of Health directed a grant of $3.1 million to the U.S. health organization EcoHealth Alliance. Dr. Fauci is the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and oversees several programs at the NIH. According to The Intercept, just shy of $600,000 of the $3.1 million went straight to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to study bat coronaviruses that could jump to humans. This concept has now become one of the leading theories as to how coronavirus originated. While Dr. Fauci acknowledged the NIH did provide funding to the EcoHealth Alliance, the money was not gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function is the medical research that alters an organism or disease in a way that increases pathogenesis, transmissibility, or host range. However, biologist Alina Chan wrote an assessment on the new document and said, in this proposal, they actually point out that they know how risky this work is. They keep talking about people potentially getting bitten, and they kept records of everyone who got bitten. Does EcoHealth have those records? And if not, how can they possibly rule out a research-related accident? Dr. Anthony Fauci faced Senate in July, where Republican Senator Rand Paul accused the disease expert of lying under oath and that the research funded was technically gain of function.
Y'all hear that? It's innocence. Funky Fauci needs a black eye. Somebody should sock him in that big old nose of his. So he's been lying to us. The same guy that you can't say anything about and question on the internet. The same guy who's been feeding us all this stuff that when I posted alternative information to what he's been saying, I was suspended twice. That guy. This is the guy that we're trusting to not manipulate information. See, YouTube use him as a standard, him and the CDC and all of them, as a standard to decide what is medical misinformation or not. But yet this guy's been lying about this stuff. Now, is he going to get removed from YouTube? Is Twitter going to ban this dude? Are they going to highlight the fact that he lied and he's been sowing misinformation as well? Huh? I wonder. I'm not going to hold my breath. So this guy's been pooting and farting around like we all know. But yet, some reason we're still supposed to trust this guy. Now, I just saw that we got somebody who wants to talk to Kev in Kevin's Corner. So let's take a quick, oh, well, they hung up. So, man, sorry. Hope they call back. My bad, y'all. Now, let's get to this because, see, I'm upset. I'm upset with Funky Fauci because, see, Funky Fauci has been paraded around on everybody's shoulders for almost 2 years now with them singing, "Fresh, he's a jolly good fellow." But he's not. He's a jolly good liar. That's what this dude is. So let's see the end game when it comes down to why they're pushing this stuff and why they're okay with taking Funky's advice when they know he's a liar. Let's see what their end game is. Oh, what? Who is this? This right here is Raggedy Patty.
You know, when you look at the uptick in vaccinations, mandates and requirements, I think are broadly popular when you look at polling around the country right now.
So they done put a mole inside of the press briefing. And here's this guy sitting up there trying to pretend like this is popular, guys. When you look at the polls and around the world, and you see that it's rather popular, that this is psychological warfare. This is, look, everybody's doing it. If you're not okay with this, then you're in the minority. You're the one with the problem. This is a subliminal message to all of those folks out there. Just not me, man. I don't want that much. So what we got to do? Is we got to change the perception of the public, even though there's a whole bunch of folks just going, we're going to go ahead and pretend that this is a movement now. It's popular. It's supported by the masses. So he throws Raggedy Patty a bone, and look what she does. She catches it, just like the dog she is.
The Delta surge that's continued over months, that perhaps you should have been more aggressive earlier.
You hear him? You hear him? You hear him telling Patty? And stuff. Really, he's not telling her. She knows what's coming. He's telling us. That's what he's doing. You know, because people supported it. Does that show that you guys should have been more progressive on forcing this down to people's throats? Yeah. See, you don't want to make the same mistake twice now, do you? So, based on popular opinion, people want this. Y'all should have been more aggressive.
Pursuing policies like that.
Well, we have seen, yes, they're not only popular, but they are also effective. We've also...
Now, do y'all see the mental gymnastics? Do y'all see the propaganda in this whole exchange right here? Isn't it crazy how we can see clearly through this garbage? You don't think that I'm not seeing this dude drop back and hit her with a pass? I mean, this dude sitting back like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and lay the groundwork for a narrative. And all you got to do is emphasize it. So based on the latest polls and popular opinion, what? Who? They didn't survey me. Nobody sent me anything talking about what do you feel about this. I don't even know where to go and find that at. Okay, if you know, please tell me so I can go and say, not me. But nonetheless, here he comes in, setting the tone, laying the groundwork. Then he even drops the message out there to us that the administration has been taking it easy on you guys. Really? Better turn up the heat, so get ready. And here he goes. Oh, not only is it popular, but... Here we go. So let's see.
Earlier when it came to pursuing policies like that?
Well, we have seen, yes, they're not only popular, but they are also effective. We've also known as, say, the federal government as one of the big...
And you know what's that? When she said what she just said, I got to worry about saying anything contrary to this lie. Is it she is effective? Now, if I say it's not, YouTube, you know, I'm going to my channel tonight. Oh, well, you got another strike, community violation thing. But, yeah, here she is. Oh, yeah, it's effective. Who says who? Says who? See, where's the data for that? Because if it was, why are y'all still pushing other stuff? Why are all the folks that we, you know, learned about in the beginning of my show that's up there like Oscar De La Hoya and all of them, why are they there? Why is Jesse the Jackson in there? Why are folks still told to put stuff on and all of that mess? I wonder why. Well, yeah, here she is. Not only is it popular, to who?
I guess employers in the country that we knew we would take an approach over time to implement any mandates or mandates that would require vaccination by employees.
Burns me. We are living in 1984, and idiots don't even see it. Here she is dropping it out there. Yeah, we planned to make this mandatory. Just letting y'all know right about now. We've been taking it easy on y'all. So thank you, quarterback, for throwing me that pass. Because I needed to get the message out to the public that, hey, it's coming. It's coming. And thank you, Big Tech, for guarding me from having to defend that position. Guarding us from having folks on the internet combat all of this garbage that they're pushing. Thank you. We're all working together for our end game.
There are some companies out there that were waiting for final approval by the FDA.
There you go, companies. Y'all hear that? Yeah, no, I mean, there's some companies out there that, you know, waiting for this and that. But the majority of companies, we already know. We got the big ones on board because we're in cahoots with them. And all the rest of them, if they don't line up, once we manipulate FDA to make some choices, or is it FCC? Well, once we manipulate them to make that choice, regardless whether they really believe that or not, then we're going to force all of these companies to do it. There will no longer be an excuse that, oh, well, wait a minute, it's still in the experimental stage. So look at that. We got them to approve it. Now, if you want to operate as a legitimate business, then you're going to have to force everybody. Well, not us, though. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. All we are is the government who forced them all to do it.
There also were some companies that wanted a period of time to implement mandates. That's all understandable. So our view is this is certainly one of the ways that we've seen more people get vaccinated. We've seen it be effective, and we've seen it rise in approval and support across the country as people who are vaccinated are increasingly popular. But all we can do at this point is look forward and determine how we can take steps now to continue to get more people vaccinated and get the pandemic under control.
Don't you believe it? That's all I can say without getting suspended, y'all. That's all I can say, but y'all know. Y'all know. And so does somebody else.
But we learned from this climate.
This is Justin Trudeau. He messed around and leaped out with their goal is their end game.
But we learned from this climate, this COVID crisis. Okay. We will be applying to the climate crisis, to the housing crisis, to reconciliation, to making sure that everyone has good jobs and careers that carry them through and create opportunities for their...
Good evening. Now, this dummy don't even realize that, he, you know what, at this point, it don't even matter. It don't even matter because, see, remember, y'all, their target is not us. Yeah, their target, well, we're their target in regards to silencing us and censoring us. But do you think any of these knucklehead liberals or sheep even cop what this guy was just saying? Do you think they are able to deduce what's in the works? You think they're able to make that connection? You think they are sensitive to Joe Biden getting on TV and saying that we're already in climate change and it's too late. We got to do stuff right now. You think that they really see that they ran a mock trial with this whole thing and said, wow, they fell in line better than we thought. That's great. Yeah, thanks, media. Thanks, Big Tech. Thanks, some of you complicit businesses and also some of you actors and academia. All of y'all, thank y'all for helping us reveal how sheepful all of these folks are. I just go ahead and go along with it. You don't think that there's a connection between how they implemented this and now all of a sudden it's starting to shift towards climate change? It's not their fault. We're trying to save y'all lives, okay? So thank you, COVID. You gave us the roadmap. You showed and revealed to us how easy these dumb sheep are. So now all we got to do is come out next and say, hey, look, man, you want us to burn up? No, you can't buy whatever car you want. No. No, you can't be traveling all over the place. Do you know you're leaving your footprints all over? Wait a minute. Oh, not me, though. I'm important. I got to jump on this jumbo jet. It's just me. It's just me. 747 Boeing, just me and my staff. We're going to take up all of that space right there. We need it. We need it, but not you guys. You're regular humans. Stay in your houses. Be happy about the little teeny electric car that we give you. And also, we're going to require you to totally do your whole house. So it's more efficient. Oh, well, you can't afford it? Well, there are some government subsidies that we can give you to help do it, but you're kind of going to be enslaved to us afterwards. See, people don't see that. This is what kills me. These are the things that you sit back and you watch and you go, so many dumb people are just willfully saying, yep, take all my freedoms. Take them. Because we don't want to be accused of racist and it's crazy, man. But anyway, we're going to finish, though. And unfortunately, we're not even going to be able to finish hearing this, but this is one of the most powerful things. Now, what you're about to hear in a second is a video from a lawyer who addresses this topic. And I'm going to make a standalone video and upload it to Rumble because it's that powerful and y'all need to hear it. But Tucker gives us a nice introduction to it before we let this woman loose.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. Tucker's an interesting...
I'm trying to turn the volume up. Screw yourself up. Okay, give me
thing, observation / theory. The slogans they yell the loudest are the ones they believe the least.
Really?
You've been noticing that recently. Volume is inversely proportional to sincerity.
Okay.
Maybe you scream it because you don't really believe it.
That's true.
Why do we think this? Well, here's why.
What?
The very same people who've told us for decades now that it's my body, my choice, and seemed to mean it when they said it, those same people abandoned their own argument immediately when COVID arrived.
Yeah, they did.
Suddenly, on a dime, they turned and they were demanding that we wear the mask and get the shot.
Yeah.
But these were not optional suggestions.
No.
They weren't deeply personal decisions to be made according to the dictates of individual conscience after consulting with family, physicians, and clergy. They weren't between you, your doctor, and God. No, not at all. These were mandates. All of a sudden, Democrats were arguing that actually politicians do get to decide what you do with your body.
Okay.
It's their choice, not yours. Inject these powerful drugs whether you want to or not because we own you.
Now, and the sheep said, meh, give it to me. That's what they did. And all of us who saying, oh, man, okay, let's see how this lawyer handles what's going on out in California. And y'all, she is so powerful. I'm going to give y'all a sample. Okay, I ain't going to even give you the full dose. I don't want y'all to overdose on her. You got to just get a sample. Okay, so here it comes.
And whatever else that is not a pro-choice position, oh,
Bragging
to put it mildly.
Let us know that.
Well, for those of you who don't know, I am indeed guilty as charged, human rights attorney. And, you know, we're all being banned faster than you can shake a stick at it. So if you want to find me, you can go to lisandis.com. What I want to talk to you about
can be denied is the right of freedom over the fourth right. And as the gentleman before him said, freedom is not something you buy. It is something you earn. Every minute today, especially this year, okay, especially this year, because we have a lot going on. And if you don't know what it's like to live in a blue state or a blue town, let me tell you. This week in Orange County, California, the cattle cars of yesteryear, the cattle cars of Auschwitz came rolling into my town wanting my child to get on board, and that is not acceptable. So if you don't know what happened in Orange County about 10 days ago, the Orange County Health Officer, a little guy by the name of Dr. Clayton Chow, got together with the superintendent of schools in our county, and they hatched a little plan. And they decided in their wisdom that they were going to take our taxpayer-funded schools and turn them in to COVID vaccination centers so they could deploy an experimental medical protocol that killed every ferret in the last animal trial that was done.
Oh, no, wait a minute, y'all. First of all, she's about to show us an excellent example of how to fight back against things that they're trying to pass in the dead of night, secretly, sneaky, how they're trying to get around the parents and teach our kids critical race theory, how they're trying to get around the parents with this whole gender bending thing. Well, yeah, you think you're a little girl on the inside and your mom and dad don't agree? Okay, well, we'll get some social workers to go in and remove you from the family. How they're trying to get around the parents in regards to, you know what, the MOTS. Now, let's listen to how she dealt with them.
Worse, they decided they were going to see if they could find a way to legally sidestep parental informed consent so that little Johnny could get bribed with a donut after recess at kindergarten and go walking back to the nurse's office and roll his sleeve up and get this experimental protocol without his parents ever being the wiser. I don't know how you feel about that, but I know exactly how. But we got 200 or 300 of my closest friends to come down to the next board meeting the next night, and we let them know exactly how we felt.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Alma Harris, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent.
This is her. This is her at the meeting. Go give it to
them for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be moving our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study. And then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death.
Right now,
please don't go away from me. We can work it out, whatever it may be, girl.
She right now gonna be singing, y'all.
Okay, and he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims.
Uh-huh.
This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research?
What?
Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s. And those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing...
Now, I would love to see the faces on every board member at this school as she's ripping this off in record-breaking speed. She's going in hard on, I bet you, they say, uh-oh, we thought we were sneaky and getting away with stuff. We got a lawyer in here dropping facts and threatening us. Let's see the outcome of this.
Facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust, There is a reason my daughter is named Katya. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Choma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. It did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended. In
1946, when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death, it ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code, so we would never repeat the sins of history.
I don't care where we go. I don't care what we do.
She got me singing to her, y'all.
I don't care, pretty baby. Take me with you.
And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharish, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment and counsel.
Y'all hear her dropping that heavy lawyer language on him? The kind they understand, see, because they don't understand parents going and say, I don't want this to happen. I don't want that to happen. No, they understand what she's saying, though.
County jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children. You were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional board. Because
don't stop, get it. Don't stop, get it.
I want it. Y'all hear her going in?
Yes, he was also.
Because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Yo, right next to my girl from Reality Check. I mean, I love her too. This woman, that's, remember that? No, see, I got some more clips here. I can't give you the full dose, but I will let you hear the results of that exchange.
So you might be surprised to hear this, but Orange County decided they were going to walk that little plan back after we hit them like that. All right.
Wait a minute. So all of these big, bad professors and doctors, and they're trying to be sneaky. When she came up there and smacked their faces with all of that and hit them with a threat of a lawsuit, all of a sudden, just, you know, funny, like 24 hours before they were going to launch this plan, they decided to walk it back. And you know what? After consideration, we think it'll probably be best that we postpone this. But wait, y'all, I want y'all just a couple more clips.
So then I thought I was going to get a day off, but I didn't, because the next day I woke up in Chapman University, which is a little religious college right down the road from where I live. They decided they were going to withhold the graduate degrees of their MBA class unless those MBA students rolled over and got this experimental COVID protocol.
Really? You don't hear that.
And they went one step further. They engaged what I contend was hate speech, or darn close to it. They bullied, they coerced, they harassed their students, and they called any of their students who would refuse to get this shot.